Hello, I'm Wayne Lamb, and I'm excited to sponsor the next few minutes for local pastors to share with you the Word of God, and let's go the distance in Christ.
I'll go the distance. I will not compromise, pressing on to win the prize. In Christ Jesus, I'll go the distance.
What would you do to worship Jesus? For some, the answer is nothing. We would travel no distance. We would pay nothing. We would not waste our time to do that. For others, we would give everything that we have to worship Jesus. So we look at Christmas through the eyes of a number of different individuals or groups this week. We're going to talk this morning about the wise men in Matthew chapter 2. They traveled an incredible distance because they saw a star which told them that a king had been born, that the Messiah had been born. They didn't know who that was, but they followed the star east until they got to Jerusalem, and they meet with King Herod, and they ask Herod if he knows of this baby that was born, this new king of the Jews, and Herod consults with his wise men, and they say it's Bethlehem. And so the wise men go and they find Jesus and Mary and Joseph, and they bow down and they worship him and they give him gifts. And God warns them in a dream not to go back and tell Herod. What would you do to worship Jesus? We have amazing churches in Pettis County, opportunities to worship God, to invest in a relationship with him, to put our faith in Jesus Christ alone. What would you do? What would you give up to worship Jesus? I pray that you do this Christmas season. This is Bob Walkup with Maplewood Church, and I pray you go the distance today.